This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
I gotta tell you, I still don't get it. I don't get the pro-Palestinian or pro-Hamas, really, is what it boils down to. Demonstrations that are going on all over the world, somehow believing or intimating that what Hamas did was somehow justified or was okay, or somehow Israel in responding to it is completely wrong, and this goes on and on. So I don't know if am I missing something here? I just don't know. I don't think so. But at any rate, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome to the program as we broadcast to our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860. The Answer, of course, by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates. We're up on the satellite with GCN. And by the way, if you want to find the live stream for the program, you can go to GCNlive.com. You can also go to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And also, if you'd like to call into the program this morning and opine and be part of the discussion and maybe ask a question of our guest here coming up in just a moment, our regular contributor, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and the author of the book Nullification, you can certainly do that as well. You can call into our brand new telephone number that we have for the program now. Again, don't call the 877-969-8600 number, but call 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. And without further ado, let's bring in our good friend Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and the author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Good morning. Well, you know, I think our astute listeners will hear a little bit of a difference this morning. We're doing something new, folks. We're connecting our studios together a little differently now, and we've got Frank coming through on the high quality line here. So it's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, I don't want to scare the listeners and thinking that I'm in the room with them, but yeah, the quality did get a little bit better, didn't it?
It certainly did. Well, Frank, there's so much going on. I just can't wrap my head around what's happening. I think one of the questions I'm looking at this morning is, are there any off-ramps at all for what's happening in the Middle East, or is there an inevitability here, especially when our officials in this country say, hey, you know, something could be in the offing?
Well, I don't see Israel pulling back from going into Gaza and trying to annihilate Hamas at this point. I don't think it's doable. I think that's a long slog, because every time that they do something that the Iranians, and I'm going to say it's the Iranians because, let's be honest, these people are the ones funding it. They're the ones orchestrating it. They're the ones that scream death to Israel every Friday before prayers. To deny that Iran is behind this in a major, major way, if not strategically, then financially, is to just be naive. Every single time Israel wants to advance into Gaza to take care of the people who started this, Iran's going to kick it up a notch. And they want this. Iran wants the confrontation, not only with little Satan, they'd love a confrontation with big Satan. So everything Israel does to defend itself, Iran uses as a catalyst to say, well, let's try and get the U.S. to shoot. We want the U.S. to shoot, because then we can go all in, and we're going to see this. And we talked about this last week a little bit. We're going to see this unholy neo-axis power start to collaze. You're going to see Russia come down on the side of Iran. You're going to see China come down on the side of Iran. You're going to see North Korea come down on the side of Iran. And when people say that at this time, today, that we're facing a global conflict, you have to consider it.
Indeed. I think this is what people are really, really concerned about. And I appreciate what you're saying. I think that for some reason, it just seems like there's a confluence here to try to, I think, you know, get the United States to do something that is a precipitous act in their estimation, and then they think they're off and running. And, of course, the Iranian foreign minister is saying, you know, things can start up on the northern border with Israel because they also own and run Hezbollah. Law, basically.
Absolutely. And we've got a very weak leader in the United States. We've got our own cultural battle in the United States that is front and center. So that kind of, we're rudderless. The West is rudderless in this conflict. We've put two aircraft carrier groups in the Mediterranean, and that's a good thing. We've got intelligence apparatus kind of ramping up after the major failure that allowed those rockets to come into Israel in the first place. But for all practical purposes, with Joe Biden in office, we don't have a world leader in the West who has the wherewithal, the intelligence, or the gumption to be able to take the hard stands that need to be taken on this. And in your introduction, you said, you know, you were confounded by all the demonstrations. Oh, I'm with you. I can't see where we win that propaganda battle in the West when you have a mainstream news media in the West that is propagandizing for the pro-Palestinian lobby.
Yeah,
you know, we saw this happen with the hospital, with the rocketing of the hospital. It was proof positive, and it's there for all to see that it was a rocket that came a misfired rocket from the Palestinian, from the Hamas contingent. Yet New York Times ran with it, Washington Post ran with it, CNN ran with it, BBC ran with it. You can't win.
Right. Exactly, you know, right. Oh, yeah, and the damage is done already.
Yeah. I mean, the first 72 hours, it was, hey, this is the Israelis are shooting at hospitals. No, when you have a readership or a viewership that has the attention span of a gnat hitting a windshield of a car, that 72 hours turns it into fact. And now you're playing defense, yep, trying to rectify it for the next.
Indeed. Tell you what, Frank, stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ice cream. Well, I don't know if we have chocolate chip ice cream. I don't know, maybe just mint chip, something like that. But whatever it is, folks, Joe Biden, well, I'm sure he has a refrigerator full of it. So welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race across your radio dial in the overnights all across America. Our telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again is 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning with our good friend and our regular contributor, Mr. Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and then also, of course, from the author of the book Nullification. I'll get it right in a second, huh, Frank?
Hey, it's, you know, what's the old adage? I don't care what you call me, just don't call me late for dinner.
That's right.
Yeah, kind of applies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we're having a great time on the program this morning, obviously, but the subject matter is very, very serious indeed. And it looks like we actually have a telephone call, if you'd like to go ahead and take a call here real quick.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. So, all right, line one, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Back Cam and Bob from Palm Harbor, Florida.
Hey, Back Cam and Bob, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to ask Frank two things. Number one is, how is President Trump doing in his struggles? And number two is, what about the decline of Ron DeSantis? Do you think he's done? And is Nikki Haley or one of them going to take his place? And I guess number three is, what are... I guess that's it. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Appreciate it. What do you think, Frank?
Well, let me address DeSantis first. He's got a new campaign manager, and they pivoted their strategy to pull back for a little bit. You know, the danger in presidential politics is peaking too soon. you don't want to pull a Taylor Swift where everybody starts getting sick of you because you're all over the NFL. And that's kind of what was happening with DeSantis. Not that his policies are bad. His policies are fantastic. You know, he, like I mentioned last week, they chartered a plane from the state of Florida and got people out of Israel, 300 of them. So the man still does an exquisite job at government. So we have to wait and see how his campaign gets closer to the peak of silly season, because this election campaigning season started way too early.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah. People are going to start burning out on everybody, and that's kind of what DeSantis and his team saw happening. You can't keep it 100% at full throttle from the end of the last election to the next election, because people will just tune out. So the way I see him acting right now is he's pulling back so that he doesn't flame out. That's a danger that Donald Trump has, although he's got a very potent following. Now, he said, how's Donald Trump doing? Well, he's in the same trick bag that he's been in since the indictments came down. They are going to slow walk all of this stuff to make sure that they can marry him in the news cycle to negativity.
Right.
That's all they want to do. Now, in hotbed places where there's a lot of Trump supporters, that's not going to matter. You know, his core base, unless they come up with a film of him that is just damning, or a recording that's just damning, his core base is going to be with him. That's it. Just like the Democrats will say, oh, I don't care if you run. You could run someone as ridiculous as Joe Biden, and we're going to vote for him. You know, so those core things, they stay constant. Elections are one in the middle. So if you flame out with the attention span of the people in the middle, or you get a media running negativity about you and it starts to, that constant repetition starts sinking into those people in the middle, that's going to affect your chances in November.
Indeed.
So where Trump is concerned, you know, he's got to have an aggressive media campaign, and that's where the judge who tried to gag order him is absolutely wrong. He is violating his First Amendment rights to a free speech and to gathering. I could make that argument as too, the right to assemble. DeSantis, I think he's doing the smart thing. Let's fade back into the shadows for a little bit and then come out with all guns blazing closer to when it would be potent for that middle.
Well, indeed. So, Backgammon Bob, what do you think about that?
I agree. I think my dream ticket, I think, and I'm not all that hot on Trump anymore. I feel like, but I think he's just got too much baggage and stuff. My best ticket, I think, would be DeSantis and Nikki Haley. If I had to pick two people, that would be it.
Interesting. Well, maybe.
You know, I got the wild card here is going to be the independent campaign of Kennedy, because there is a large group of independents and the people in the middle who absolutely positively do not want to see a rematch between Trump and Biden. They know Biden is a damaged non-performer, and they just they're flaming out on Donald Trump. Bob is like the fifth person I've heard in the last week saying, you know, I voted for him last time. He did a good job, but we just need to move on. And that tells me that negativity is starting to stick to him. So unless his PR team comes out with something dramatically different, Kennedy's going to be the wild card, and we're going to have to see where he's taking votes from.
Well, I think you're right, and there's also this factor of inevitability. The American voter doesn't necessarily like to simply be told, well, it's inevitable, you know, it's why even try, and, you know, the polls are just so far ahead, and where the base, that might be a very big deal. The independents or those in the middle, like you're talking about, they may say to themselves, well, wait a minute, I just want to make a different choice because I can at this point. But also the length of time you're talking about. That's so important as well, because we're just saturated with the election cycle. But don't you think, Frank, that now that this has happened in the Middle East, is everything gone out the window from the last GOP debate? I mean, it's almost as if none of that even applies, at least for now.
I've got to be honest. When you don't have the 500-pound gorilla in the room for a debate, what's it worth?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the problem with the debates. If the GOP, if Roma McDaniels had a brain, and honestly, that answer's still out. I don't know. I think she's a little bit of a political opportunist, and all she cares about is power. If she had a brain, she would say, you know what? We don't even debate anymore. Those things aren't debates. We're not taking a point and debating the point. It's a gotcha festival for the media. Why don't we take the time we have on national television and break it up and let the candidates explain their platform? Don't debate anything. Just let them explain their platform so they have a national voice all at once. Let's stop with the name calling and the gotcha stuff and just say, hey, okay, we're talking about the Middle East this time.
Right.
Explain what your stance is about the Middle East and how you'd go through it, and let everybody have their time without interruption.
Well, but then you couldn't have any fun as Tim Scott did, and I think it was kind of a misstep when he started talking to Nikki Haley about picking curtains for the office or something. I thought that just fell flat, but not quite as flat as Mike Pence and his attempted humor and jokes.
Yeah, and right. They're not comedians; they're politicians. So knock it off. Knock it off with that. Right. I want to seem witty.
Yeah, right. I think Backgammon and Bob has one more question.
Yeah. I think in the debates and stuff, as you mentioned, I think one of the biggest problems with the debate is that they have audiences. And I don't think they should have audiences in the debate, because I think that kind of pollutes the atmosphere of the bias of whichever group in the audience can cheer the loudest, so to speak.
Well, it does influence the viewer and the listener for sure. And, you know, if we're gonna do what I explained to do, which is to highlight on the platforms, I don't care if you produce your segment. I don't care if you take your 15 or 20 minutes to talk about the Middle East and completely produce it. But inform me about something. I don't care if you're witty. I don't care if you have staff that thinks they're comedy writers for late night television. And I don't care for the name-calling and the divisiveness. It makes us look petty.
Indeed. Well, we're going to come up on the break here in just a few seconds. So, Backgammon Bob, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
All right, Frank, can you hang on for another segment?
You bet.
All right. Stay right there. Everybody out there, stay right there. Everybody's going to stay right there. And then we're going to come back with much more. I'm going to say it again. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
All of that.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
A manhunt continues for the chief of police's estranged son for shooting two police officers. John Drake Jr. is accused of shooting the officers Saturday afternoon while they were investigating a stolen vehicle outside a Dollar General. Police in Laverne, Tennessee say both officers are in stable condition after being shot. Laverne is about 20 miles southeast of Nashville. Authorities say the suspect is the estranged son of Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake. In a statement, Drake said he's deeply saddened that his son was involved and that his prayers are with the two officers. Israel's military is again telling Palestinian civilians to leave northern Gaza to avoid being in a war zone. During a briefing yesterday, the spokesperson for the IDF said, "You are risking your lives if you do not leave." Israel's military has said on many occasions it plans to wipe out Hamas for their murderous rampage into Israel. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
That's right. Oh, what a night. Of course, oh, what a morning here on the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are glad to be with you as we travel through the overnight hours all across America, sort of completing our four-hour flights over the United States. And if you look out over your left side of the aircraft there, you'll see the Grand Canyon. So later on, we'll see. You may even see Mount Rushmore. I'm not exactly sure yet, but we're just glad that you're along with us here as we go through the overnight hours. Don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and be a part of the program. Maybe you have a question for Frank Salvato, who's sticking with us here for another segment this morning, as we now have our wonderful, high-quality, big-time connection together now. So this is really great. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle, I was gonna chime in there when you were doing the airplane analogy and said, and off to the left side of your aircraft is a Chinese spy balloon.
That's right. Which we will not shoot down, by the
which
way.
Which we will not shoot down. Smile for the cameras will be transmitted to Beijing in maybe 15 minutes.
I know. I mean, even thinking back to that, it was kind of like, well, we don't want to do anything about it because it could come down in a vastly unpopulated area of the country. But yet, you know, they were quote unquote afraid it would do something. But it seems to me that, I don't know, in yesteryear, they would have just blown that thing out of the sky.
Yeah, and said, look up, don't get hit.
That's right. Because why? Because it's a national security problem. You have, you know, this thing flying over your country.
Instead, let's let them take high-definition pictures of our missile silos.
I know. I mean, we're laughing about it, but it's incredibly serious. Yes. You know,
there's so much wrong with this administration that if you didn't laugh at the ridiculous stuff, you'd go insane.
Exactly right. Oh, absolutely. You know, and this is, I'm so glad you brought all this up, too, because, you know, what we're seeing happening, I mean, feckless is not even the word to use for what's happening in the Middle East right now, at least in terms of how we're responding, because last time I checked, they're still holding Americans hostage. Americans were still killed in the massacre.
Yeah, if anybody thinks that we're going to get out of this because of a negotiated peace, then they don't understand. A, they don't understand fundamentalist Islam, because they routinely execute what are called hudnas, which is, to the West, it seems like they're agreeing to a ceasefire. It's disingenuous. They use these ceasefires to rearm, retool, and re-strategize to make another wave of aggression. And if you've read the Hadith and you've read the Quran, then you understand what a hudna is. But if you think we're going to get through this without seeing somebody lose their life on a video who happens to be an American, then again, you're naive, because these people's trade and craft is terrorism. And if they can make a viewer or someone in their presence terrorized, if they could terrorize them, that's the goal, because then you'll refuse to act. And, you know, if they're trying to goad us into shooting, what better way? Because if Biden doesn't do something about it, then he's really done, and the Democrats are really done. If he does do something about it, then you've got this coalescing of that neo-Axis power. So there's no winning here. Iran played three-tier chess, and Biden was playing checkers.
Right, yeah, two-dimensional checkers, exactly right. Yeah, this is it just gets worse every day, because we can hearken back to different presidents or different times, but this just seems to be something where, and again, I thought the adults were supposed to be back in the room, you know, that finally Trump is out of office and we bring the adults back in. And it seems like the adults, you know, either don't understand it or don't care or want to bend over backwards for Iran for a nuclear deal, which is terrible for everybody.
The anti-Trumpites, the people like Rob Reiner and George Takei and the people who are still foaming at the mouth about Trump, the whole neo-fascist left in the United States today, they're petulant children. They're petulant children. All they care about is getting their way. There is nothing that Trump did when he was in office that was bad for not only the United States, but the West. Minority home ownership was up. People's mortgage rates were down. Gasoline prices were down. Everybody's home ownership was up. The economy was looking bright. China wasn't doing what they're doing today. There was no war in Ukraine. You know, we were getting rid of CRT and all that other ridiculous Marxist crap. Excuse my language, but that's what it is.
That's okay. Yeah.
You know, in the schools, and now it's metastasized into being accepted by the Fortune 100. So right. This neo-fascist left in the United States, you have to view them as petulant children. They will kick and scream and whine and moan and create a scene in the middle of the supermarket if they don't get their way. And the only way to vanquish that is to ignore them and search for the adults in the room. And that's a task when you're dealing with a media that won't allow intelligent voices to get to the public.
Indeed. Well, you know, just I think this last weekend, Joe Biden was quoted as saying that, you know, well, the Hamas attacked because Saudi Arabia was trying to normalize relations with Israel, almost as if he just figured that out. But yeah. But for real, let's say just go right back before Biden came into office, the Trump administration had really been able to parlay a lot of this stuff, and they were able to get to a baseline, and which was the baseline for the Abraham Accords, and things were actually looking up in the Middle East in terms of realizing that they had to contain Iran.
Yeah, when you can get Saudi Arabia to start talking to Israel, that's a big, big thing.
You know, huge.
This, Saudi Arabia is the keeper of Mecca. And the relationships between Islam and the Jewish people have never been warm, and I doubt that they ever will be warm, because the mantra that echoes every Friday through the Middle East is death to Israel. Let's push them into the sea.
Right. Yeah, and they're actually really serious. You know, if they had their way, or they felt like they could deploy nuclear weapons or something, you know, they would do this. I mean, in other words, this is where they're coming from. By the way, Frank, we've got another caller on the line. If you like, we'll go ahead and take another quick call.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. All right, line two, you're on the air.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Kyle. This is James in Clearwater.
Hey, James in Clearwater. Good to hear from you.
Basically, what this boiled down to is your classic good versus evil battle. And it's gotten to a point that people really don't get on their knees. We might wind up on the losing end of this. And, you know, the whole push in the classroom is, let's get rid of these dead white guys. We don't want to have anything for them to say. And yet Robert Louis Stevenson, in fact, Brimma Matthews in her new book, A Gift and Curse, puts it right on the very first thing. She says, in each of us, two natures are at war, the good and the evil. All our lives, the fight goes on between them, and one of them must conquer. But in our own hands lies the power to choose, and what we want most to be, we are. And that's Robert Louis Stevenson, and he's one of the dead white guys they try to get rid of.
Yeah.
Right. Well, sure. Yeah. So, what do you think, James? Do you think there's any solution to this, or are we on a path to an inevitable huge conflict?
Well, we would face the same thing after World War One, and there was an event that happened on the 13th of October. Three Little Shepherd kids saw the Virgin Mary appear, and she said that people get down on their knees, say a rosary, and turn their lives around. Russia will be converted and her errors will stop. If they don't, there'll be a worse war and her errors will spread. And guess what? People didn't. World War II came along and we're right back where we are now, right on the very urge. And I say, on your knees, turn your lives around. If my people hear my voice, get on their knees and pray and repent, then I'll fill their land. That's the way it is.
Well, we appreciate it.
We can either take him at his word or not.
Right.
Not to be preacher or anything, but he gives us the answer. Why turn your back on it, you know?
Well, we appreciate the call very much, James. I'll give Frank here a couple of moments to respond because we're heading to the break. But thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good deal. Thanks. Have a good one.
Take care. Thanks, James. What do you think, Frank? We just got about 15 seconds.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a multi-front cultural revolution and now a shooting war in the Middle East, and both of those things relate to each other. So unless we start paying attention and standing up and saying and doing the right things, there is a possibility we may not win this.
Indeed. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. We'll talk to you again on Monday, sir.
Stay low, my friend.
Thanks, you too. Frank Silvato, everybody, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
Yep. Well, as I said before, I don't think we have chocolate chip. I think we have mint chip, but I don't know. I think we just told Joe Biden we don't have ice cream. So, all right. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning. And also, if you want to send us a direct message, head over to my home website, warrenshow.com. That's my podcast website as well. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll get that message during the program, hopefully be able to comment on it. Well, without further ado, it's time, as we do every Monday morning at this time, to talk with Patrick Hyland, our good friend. He's also host of the Sports Zone on AM 860 The Answer. He's also the insurance quarterback. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you this morning, sir?
Well, we're doing great. We've been having a great show. We've got a lot of great callers. We're talking about a lot of great things, and we're just making our way across the overnight dial. But I'm glad to talk to you because, obviously, there's a lot going on in sports and the whole sports world, not the least of which, of course, is building up to the World Series. What do you think?
Yes, sir. The Diamondbacks and Phillies. They will tee it up at 5:07 today, and this—they always say it's a must game. Well, this is definitely a must game. Either the Diamondbacks beat the Phillies today, or the Phillies are in the World Series. The Diamondbacks will rest for the spring, so that's where they are in that series. And give the Diamondbacks credit—they've been hanging in there with everybody. They got hot at the end of the year, and they're keeping it going. So. Congratulations to that organization. Really haven't seen this out of them since the Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson days. So it's kind of neat to see. I'm really happy for them out there.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Well, in their one game just night before last, I think, the home runs just kept coming, right, for the Phillies. Yeah.
They really did. Turner, Schwarber, just great ball players. They have very excellent hitting lineup, the Phillies. And their pitching is respectable. That's why they're where they are right now. So, and then tonight at 8:03, you'll have the Rangers and Astros. The winner goes to the World Series. It's that simple. And give the Rangers credit. They won 9-2 yesterday. So that's impressive. That's a lot of runs in a playoff game. So. We'll see if they have anything left in the tank to beat the Astros. So the Astros will be going to the World Series
again. Yeah. Again. Yes.
Yeah, they've really been, the storied franchise for MLB the last 8 years. And, congratulations to them. They've done a good job drafting and getting some free agents and working their way through the ranks. So,
indeed.
How about last night's game in football there, Cal? Miami Dolphins, Philadelphia Eagles. Miami had a shot. It was 17-17, and then that was it. The Phillies just shut them down and got a couple more touchdowns. The Eagles are looking good. They're really a strong team. I can't believe they lost last week, but, everybody has their bad days, and that's the NFL. To say the least.
So here's kind of a out of the left field question. What's the Taylor Swift effect now on the NFL? You know, everywhere I look, every news story about the games are, and here's Taylor Swift, and she's cheering on the team. You know, it always seems to be there.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, Kansas City yesterday. They played well against the Chargers, and they won their game 31-17, too. Kind of funny. Last two games of the day, the Chargers and Chiefs 31-17, and the Eagles and Dolphins the late Sunday game 31-17. So pretty cool. Pretty cool how that all worked out. Yeah, we'll see how long that goes on for Cal. I mean, the NFL is trying to get any fans they can. It has created a buzz. You are getting some people that are not real football fans, tuning into the game. They even have for the investors out there out in Vegas, how many times will she be shown?
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Oh, sure. Well,
that's funny.
Go ahead. Every metric you can think of for something like that. Well, also, I'm sure I've asked you this before, but it just kind of popped back in my mind here, and that is, has the NFL, really sort of turned a corner here in terms of some of the issues that were going on before where a lot of politics came into the game? At least the feeling that I get is that people are just having fun at the games again.
Yeah, they are. There's not political statements, honor the flag, stand for the, Star Spangled Banner, the America Beautiful, stand for it all, and act respectful. I mean, there's times, look, Cal, you and I are talking on the radio right now on a Monday morning. The NFL players get off on Tuesdays. If you want to, take a position and get on a stump and speak, every Tuesday you'd have that right. There's no outlet out there that wouldn't have a football player come on and discuss their thoughts and feelings on what's going on in our country. So why not do it at that time? For two reasons. It's the classy thing to do, number one. Number two, people didn't pay for that. They paid to watch a football game, and you are getting paid pretty handsomely. And then number three, it shows that you really do care when on your off day you want to speak to something. You want to make a speech and have some things get looked at properly. That's how you do it. It's all time and place, Cal. I've always said that, always will. And I believe I'm not the only one who feels that way. So.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, exactly. I mean, I think sporting events, music, things like this, you know, and even speaking of Taylor Swift, you know, she had this huge tour and now this huge movie that's out there. I mean, and but music and sports hopefully bring people together, and it's not a divisive in the grand sense.
No question about it, Kyle. You know, it's all about entertainment for a few hours. You know, the late, great Jimmy Buffett. You know, you come to my concert, we're going to get away for, you know, 2 to 3 hours and just have fun and enjoy life and put our worries behind us, all get along, and all be happy. And that's what we all should do at sporting events and just in general in life. That's what it's all about. Help out your fellow man, Kyle. That's something I truly believe in. I'll go down a few scores so all the trucker buddies out there driving for us and keeping America going great can get the scores. The Falcons beat the Buccaneers 16-13. The Bears beat the Raiders 30-12. This was a very controversial game, Cal. The Browns won 39-38. A lot of people are upset that last drive by the Browns. Every officiating call went their way. So that's going to be discussed today and this week.
Mm-hmm.
Giants and Commanders 14-7, and the Ravens really beat up on the Lions 38-6. Nobody saw that coming. And then the Patriots beat the Bills 29-25, and everybody thought the Bills would put it on them. You get these division games, it can make it very difficult. And then the Seahawks beat the Cardinals 20-10, and the Steelers beat the Rams 24-17. That was a good ball game. I knew it would be. That's when I knew it would be a field goal or touchdown one way or the other between those two. They're pretty much evenly matched. Your neck of the woods, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's pretty much a full update on the sports and football. And if I may, Kyle, just kind of share with the audience how I help out people on a daily basis. I love sports. Love talking about it. We have a great show on Sundays, 11-12 on AM 860, The Answer. And that's brought to you by GrandCapitalAdvisors.com. And we're doing a lot of good out in the public, giving back, helping out events and charities, and also helping out people, guaranteeing their retirement, guarantee their health with Medicare. That's Medicare season right now. And if I can be of help to anybody listening, you know, when it comes to Medicare or finances, I'd love to hear from you. I don't have all the answers, but most of the time I can point you in the right direction and get you taken care of. So please feel free to call me, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Let me give the number again. It's 813-966-1052. And for people who like the internet, it's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Schedule an appointment with me, and we'll do it via the phone, via Zoom, or via in the office. Either way.
Sounds good.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day, my friend.
You too, Patrick. Take care, folks. We'll talk with Patrick again on Wednesday. Take care, sir. All right. Patrick Highland. Always great to talk with him. And, folks, we're coming to the end of another program this morning. I can't believe it. It has flown by. Thanks to everybody at AM 860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. This is the best job in the world, and we will see you tomorrow. Folks, make it a great day out there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.